You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Hi, before we get started, I just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Cron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words. Hey, hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of Musish. It is me, your host, Julie B., aka Cron Fused, aka Puff Puff Past the Magic Wizard, aka Smokey the Wizard, aka the person on the mic. If you hear any rumblings, ramblings, noise in the background, it's because we are back in my home. I'm not scared of the Rona. I'm a little scared of the Rona. But mostly, I'm trying to make sure my chops are ready and good to go to teach everyone how to podcast from their home. We're doing a little workshop with CITR for the Outsider Art Festival next weekend on the 16th. It's a free outdoor workshop at the Yale Tout Roundhouse Center, I believe. So if you want to come down and see all the bells and whistles and strings behind this show, please do. It'll be very, very fun. I'll be answering questions, showing you how to loop, showing you how to edit, and we will all have a grand old time, I am sure. What else do we have to talk about today? We have dogs, pets, homies, cute little babies. I want to tell this episode is all about dogs, doggies, man's best friend, woman's best friends, human's best friends, and songs that celebrate them. So we're going to get right into it right quick, Orish, shall we? You know, I think we shall. Starting with... of course, famously, by Paul Anka, Puppy Love, a classic. I heard he wasn't the most groovy and loving of dudes. I've heard he was kind of like, you know, typical old school rock star mentality, but with like this pop polish. So that's weird. That's a thing. Maybe it's real. I should have Googled it before saying it on the air, but here we are. After that, we've got A Dog's Life by Gentle Giant. Excellent song. These folks, these guys, these dudes are prog minstrels from another space-time continuum that just happened to have merged onto ours. I don't know how they became so, yeah, cosmically trippy, groovy, proggy, but I love them so much. I've loved them for a very long time. So I'm very happy to feature this song, Dog's Life, on this week's episode. After that, we've got Wolves, the Song of the Shepherd's Dog by Iron and Wine, another classic. Iron and Wine is just such a moody, beautiful fall band to me, or artist to me, and I think that they really, you know, have a very, very sensible seasonal feel, like a oral spiced latte, if you will. And after that, we've got the classic, the titular track of this playlist, if you will, Dogs by Pink Floyd off of their Animals album. I was once in the UK and we did like a cool bus toury thing, and one of the things we drove past was indeed that factory, which I guess isn't really operational. I don't think they make anything in it anymore. It's literally just for the tourist attraction that they keep it up. I think they should turn it into an art space. I feel like that would make the most sense at this point, don't you? Anyway, after that, we've got Hey Bulldog by the Beatles, arguably contemporaries of Pink Floyd at a certain point, both rocking the British psychedelia movement at different points, both pioneering songwriters, pushing technology, sound, and just the audio expression at other points. Then we've got local legends, heroes of the pop punk rock dance zone, and I almost really put my foot in my mouth there. After that, we have local heroes, legends, not pioneers, but, you know, big movers and shakers in that rock, punk, electro, dance, band field. We have Peach Pit and their Puppy Grin song, because no one grins at you quite like your puppy. And then we're also going to play some George Clinton's Atomic Dog. Yes, I spoiled the whole playlist in the first 6 minutes. No, I've never done that before. But hey, I'm just getting used to editing at home again. And my husband was talking through all of this. And you're probably going to hear these dogs chew their bones on this episode, because we're back at home. We're relaxing. We're making radio together. And isn't that what it's all about? Hope you don't have misophonia. Maybe I'll eat stuff, but I won't. At a certain point, I'll pop in with a little poem about my puppies. Maybe I'll even freestyle improv a song and a beat for them. But in the meantime, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. My name, again, is Cronfused. And this show, this little hour that we have you for, is called Musish. So I hope you enjoy listening to it, and I hope you enjoy this first song, which is Puppy Love by Paul Anka.
And they called it Puppy Love. Oh, I guess they'll never know. So, and they called it puppy love, just because 'cause we're 17. Tell them all it, please tell them it isn't fair to take away my only dream. I cry each night, my tears for you, my tears are all in vain. I hope and I pray that maybe someday you'll be back,
you'll be back
in my arms. Please, is the answer up above? How can I, oh, how can I tell them this is not a puppy love? Someone help me, help me. Help me, please. Is the answer up above? How can I ever tell them this is not a puppy love?
Stop him now and then, and he'll stop again. No doubt in his mind where he's going. He doesn't care for his hair or his teeth, and if the truth were known, he's a bit of a thief. Innocently lies and it's showing.
Thank you.
sister on a rooftop waiting for day. And you know what he's gonna say.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
All right, and welcome back. That was Iron and Wine with their bappy-bappa. What is it actually called? I just call it the Shepherd's Dog Song, but that's not the real name of the song. It is actually called... Oh, Song of the Shepherd's Dog or Wolves. But we're going to move right along. I'm going to try something a little experimental, a little fun, see what happens. I'm going to read a poem about my dogs over top of a bunch of modified sounds I've recorded of my dog. So I think that's a pretty interesting combo, and I think it'll turn out exciting, if nothing else. Let me just pull it up, because that's what we need, is the actual poem. All right, now let's get to it. Still high in the sky with Lucy Diamond, grumpy queen of fuzziness and cuddles. First shy, then loving with wild abandon. Master of snoring and sleepy snuggles. Bright and friendly is Frida to a T. Sweet and silly, she's ready for action. Filled with an endless curiosity. Her smart spark will always have you laughing. Each day I'm thankful to be so lucky, living happily with my tiny wolf pack.
Yeah! Right on! That's the money.
Ever after with the ones who love me. Exploring once upon a time and back. Forever a fairy tale with these doggies. Little Lucy Diamond and Frida Kahlo.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty, thank you again for listening to my experimental weirdness. As always, if you want to send in your sound suggestions for improvs, voice memos, questions, critiques, even anything, anything at all. My email is cronfused, that's CHRONFUSED, @gmail.com. And you can also find me all over social media at cronfused, except for Twitter, where I'm cronfused420, because I did not understand Twitter when I signed up for it. But that's just, you know, how it happens sometimes. Not everyone is a big shot on the internet, certainly not myself. Moving right along, we're going to go back to our delightful, delectable doggy dog playlist. Are dogs not the most pure, beautiful things in the world? They are. That's a trick question. We're going to move right along to Dogs by Pink Floyd, an amazing band. And I already told you what all the rest of the songs are. But in case you forgot, we also have Hey Bulldog by the Beatles. We've got Puppy Grin by Beach Pit. And we've got Atomic Dog by George Clinton. Bringing that funk. Before my weird poem, we had Wolves, the Song of the Shepherd by Iron and Wine. We had Dog's Life by Gentle Giant. And we started off with Puppy Love by Paul Anka. All these songs will also be up in the show notes on CITR.ca. Thank you to them for hosting this show and for having me on the radio, for putting this podcast out. And thank you and acknowledgement must go out to the folks and peoples who have occupied this land and stewarded it since time immemorial. I'm talking about the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples who, I'm trying to not just speed through this and actually be present when I think about this, you know, because it's a heavy thing to be born into a terrible, let's just call it what it is, a terrible toxic legacy, and it must be even harder to have to heal from and reinvigorate and tend to a traumatized one, and to know that you are on the side of toxicity and must write it from that place has certain challenges. And I hope as other settlers on this land, you're thinking about that as you move and play and work, and you try your darndest to do what you can to actually show up and honor these acknowledgments and be present for them, and don't just babble your way through your own ignorance, as I tend to do. You know, I've talked before about how people will make mistakes, how I've made mistakes, and how sometimes you don't even have the right to know exactly how to correct them. You just have to hope you can have the opportunity to do better going forward. So we can't, you know, we can't all be so lucky as to know how or what or when to heal, and we can't all be so lucky as to name our trauma or where we came from, but we can be lucky enough to show love and show up and show care for people. And I think really one of the most beautiful examples of love, if I may segue awkwardly back out of my own white guilt into some actual cuteness and substance. No love is as pure as the love of a dog, and I will fight anyone who thinks differently. Because truly, those sweet, sweet, fuzzy loves are what keeps so many of us going. And so, and this is kind of the double side to that, like the opposite side. Hitler had a dog. You know, someone loved Hitler. That piece of subhuman megalomania, terrorosity. Even these sweet, pure creatures found something to love about even him. You know, that is the power of a dog's love, and that is what we're talking about today. It was hard to find songs about dogs that weren't like fairly dirty. So these are the pure ones, the sweet ones, the ones that I really want to come at you with. I was almost going to expand it to also include songs that had dogs barking, but again, kind of strays away from the theme really in the end. So getting right back into it, like I said, We Have Got Dogs by Pink Floyd. And then a bit more of the classic rock before we got the Canadian rock, and then back to the funk. If there's a little time left, I'll add an older improv from another episode past about the theoretical what would happen if my dog met my friend's dogs. Well, they did meet. My dog did not care for my friend's dog, but my puppy and my friend's dog are now in love. So that's cute. Anyway, thank you for listening to Musish. If I don't catch you on the other side of all these songs, thank you for inspiring me, and I hope that you stay inspired. Here is Dogs by Pink Floyd, here on CITR 101.9 FM, Discord Radio.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Confused. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out? Keep on pretending that everything.
something special when you smile. Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can't.
this is a story of a famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs.
Dog in me.